Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Mick Murphy of The System. Please don't disturb this groove. Stay right here with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio and the rebirth of the Quiet Storm right here at www.lotlradio.com.
Thanks for having me tonight. I am apologizing up front for the noise. I am in an airport. I am en route to L.A., so I'm like kind of in all over the place, thankfully busy with this single one moment.
you know what, in the words of Olita Adams, I don't care how you get here, just get here when you can, so we fine. We are fine.
So please pardon all the super loud announcements. Yeah. This guy has a really, really big, big mouth. Hilarious.
Okay. You know what?
Okay.
First and foremost, I am so glad to see you back in the fold doing something that I love and a lot of listeners love to see you do, and that's making music. But I want to step back a little bit. 1996, Mood and Moments. I wanted to ask you, how have you seen yourself grow, not just as an artist, but as a person, from there to where you're at right now as an artist?
I you know, a life happened, and it's been an amazing journey of self-discovery, courage, strength, pain, joy, and growth. I mean, you know, just getting older and wiser, and being a mom, you know, especially being a mom at such an early age. I was 19 when I had my daughter. And, you know, thankfully I was able to have my mom there and still able to grow and do what I needed to do and make the mistakes and not, like, drag my kid all around with me. But I have to say it would be the evolution of who I am as a person. You know, of course, the core has always been there, but it's just now I'm fully coming to the person that I've always known I was. It's actually in motion. I'm living who I knew I was, or who integrally I've been in my core ever since I can remember. Without the
right.
From life experience,
Right. You know, the great thing about it is, as far as you say, the journey and life experience and growth. It I think everyone is on a self-discovery to find out who they are as a person. At this point in time, who is Monifa, the artist? How would you describe yourself as an artist with music?
As an artist with music, I think I am open, not afraid, confident, strong, honest. Yeah, I mean, I would start there. I could go on. Sexy, you know, some days, you know, I think, you know, I like to have fun. And I just, I'm definitely very clear that my voice has, you know, God has put something, he did something else there, you know,
right.
he oh my God. Okay. I'm sorry. These little kids, you know, kids are very germy. They like having a cough and attack. I'm sorry. Like, and I'm like,
okay.
I am such a germaphobe.
Okay.
Huh? Yeah, yeah. Oh God, I'm so scared of children. But you know, God has put something different in my, you know, he helped me hone my craft, and journey has been, it's just a different, it's a little bit different. It's more experience in my, voice, I believe.
Right. How have you managed to maintain the business aspect and a personal life in today's music industry? Because when you started, the social media was nowhere near what it is today. Everything you do is under a microscope. How have you been able to adjust and adapt to that?
Well, you just do. I think it's the, I'm sorry. You kind of just do. It's just what it is. And, of course it was way different then, you know, but it's a balance. You have to, I mean, for me, there's certain, social media is for what it's for. And I use it accordingly. I don't use it as my therapy. I don't use it. You know, I use it to share my thoughts and stuff like that. It has its place. And you have to have balance like everything else in your life. So as far as social media is the public. So you have to, you know, what's for, you know, you have to keep something for yourself. And and I just maintain a balance when it comes to social media.
Right. Do you feel right now that you're in a place in your life, musically and also from a personal standpoint, that your music is very therapeutic for you to give the listening audience a better understanding who Monifa is at this time and place in her life?
Yes, and like with this project, this album, it is way more important for me to share what's really going on in my life, and because my experiences have made me who I am now, and it's very important for me to get that across. And so, yeah, it, like, you know, I would have to say past albums have been more about love and what's going to be good and what sounds good and, you know, what's popping and what's hot. But it's really, really important for me now to tell, you know, where I've been, tell a little bit of my story, be a little more transparent in my music, and it means something, not just, you know, a hot beat and, you know, a great melody. But the lyrical content has to mean something. And it's been cathartic for me recording this album. Doesn't he have the deepest, largest voice ever? I'm sorry. Hilarious.
Hey, you gotta love Lou. Hey, that's what real radio is here for. So it's okay. It's okay.
And this is what artistry is about, hopping around on planes and in airports and back and forth. And,
Oh, God.
I
the things that we do to bring some music therapy to the listeners. Has it caught you off guard or surprisingly off guard as far as the amount of love and feedback that you have gotten over the years, the amount of support that you have gotten musically?
No, I mean, it's just, you know, grateful for it. When I was a kid, this is all I thought I would do, and I didn't think of anything else. Like, I didn't do anything to fall back on, so to speak. I mean, I have many other talents, I believe, and interests, but this was just I feel like I knew that this was the main thing that was what I needed to do to this was going to get my voice heard for whatever other lanes God was going to use me as a vessel for. So, like, I never really, you know, I appreciate the love. And, no, I'm not surprised. I take it with gratefulness and with a grain of salt, especially, you know, I'm just doing what's in my heart. Just take it all with a grain of salt. The positive, the negative, you know.
For those who are tuning in late, shame on you, but the teddy bear does forgive you. We've been joined this evening with Monifa as we get lost in her new hit single, of course, One Moment. What does One Moment mean to Monifa?
One moment means just that, taking a moment for you to take care of you. If you're not okay, then you're not going to be okay to be helpful or to be of use to anyone else that you love or in this world, period. And we have to really, really make sure we remember that. We have to take time for ourselves to rejuvenate, to find a special sanctuary, just to regroup, especially in this day and age where, you know, it's really rough. And, you know, mental health is at stake. You know, this is a different world that we live in these days. And we have to be very careful because we're like one, you know, situation away from losing our marbles, so to speak. You know, like it's real. Emotional and mental wellness is very important, you know.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up because I think collectively as a society, we deal with so much strife, and turmoil. And a lot of times we just don't have anyone that we can just really sit down and converse to and listen to what's going on. For you, you've gone the gauntlet. You've ran the gauntlet. You've experienced everything. In today's music industry, where they have forced so many soul and R&B singers to settle for pop music in order for their music to have substantial airplay, one of the things that I've found so refreshing with you, and I respect you so much and love you for, you've always remained true to who you are. What has that meant for you as an artist and also being an independent artist, remaining true to who Monifa is?
Well, that includes doing what I feels right to me. Music is music, and unfortunately, you know, it's pigeonholed and genre based. But you know, we're touching. People didn't think that was an R&B record, like, you know, but it crossed over and it was on my album, and I did it because I love the record. I had fun. It was a fun song. So it's really, it's not about not, you know, feeling like the state of R&B, although I know that the state of R&B is what it is. It's getting a little watered down, so to speak, but music is music. I think it's more of the politics of how our you know, R&B gets played and, you know, the platform and the exposure that it has now has been dwindling. More so than the actual genre of music itself. So I stay true to doing what feels good to Mo, and try not to get caught up in the, you know, like, I, you know, I'm not responsible for the genre of R&B. I'm responsible for giving good music and doing what feels right to me as an artist organically. Because music is music. I grew up a lot of different types of music, jazz, country. I love listening to classical. I'm influenced by a lot of things, so it should be able to come out in what I do. And, you know, so be it. You know, but like I said, I think it's so much more of the politics, and I think just me staying true to and not being afraid to explore is what, you know, makes me Mo.
Are one of a kind, the original, shaken but never stirred. It's a beautiful thing. And speaking of a beautiful thing, all many listeners and supporters out there, be sure to pick up the new hit single, of course, One Moment, available on iTunes, Google Play. But if you're feeling even more adventurous and fearless, you can always head over to Amazon.com. I know the lovely queen is out of here. I know you're headed to what? The West Coast. What's on the docket for Monifa?
I'm
right
headed
now?
To LA.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Oh, I'm actually going. I'm gonna do some photo shoots, but I'm actually going to take the reel. They love this single, and they wanted, you know, they asked me to come and be on the show, which I thought was awesome. I love that show. I love the ladies on it, and I'm looking forward to doing that. I tape that on Friday. So that's what I'm actually coming to LA for. And then, you know, going to get, you know, sneak in some photo shoots and, you know, some, see if I can get some work done while I'm out there. I'm there until Tuesday. So, you know, that's it. You know, just the life of a working independent artist.
I wanted to ask you this because I know you're limited in time. Two quick things. As far as you've had an opportunity to dabble a little bit as far as television is concerned. The Monifa brand, at the end of the day, is a business. Do you foresee yourself stretching out a little bit more and possibly actively maybe doing some more television or possibly doing some major motion pictures?
Well, that's absolutely on my wish list, and I'm actively taking steps. You know, it's funny because doing the reality show R&B Divas, and that being so successful, and being able to be back on the set in that capacity, and it really gave me the bug for TV. So and production. So what I'm now doing is I'm honing, you know, because I started in this business at 7 years old as an actress and singer. You know, I did commercials and off Broadway and Broadway, you know, like stuff like that.
Right.
So, you know, I've been a professional a very long time. you know, maybe now people know that, but that wasn't something that people knew off the rip. But I've been doing this a very long time, and acting was my second love. I got into the high school, you know, music and art, a performing arts for both drama and voice. And I opted to choose my first love, which is singing. And now, like in this, you know, second leg and half of my life, I really want to focus on my acting, and I'm writing my one-woman show reflective of the influences and the journey that I've been on and, you know, how I see it theatrically. So, and I'm also an associate producer on Baby Hold On To Me, which is a musical based on the music of Gerald Levert. Starring his dad, Eddie Levert. So I'm really excited about, you know, behind the scenes and being, you know, in the forefront. And hopefully, you know, you'll see maybe, you know, my own, you know, show. That, you know, that's you know, TV is a good thing. Television is a good thing. And I think especially with, you know, my wife and I being, you know, so open and transparent and our activism in the LGBTQ community and mental health recovery, I think it would be a good thing for people to see, you know, just the life of a normal, you know, same gender couple, and you know that, you know, one happens to be an artist. You know, I think it's pretty interesting. So I'm working on that. But I'm really excited about the about Baby Hold On To Me, and this one woman show this one woman theater piece that I am doing. That's what I'm focused on. That's what I'm most excited about.
Well, I've always been impressed with your entrepreneur mentality. It's definitely a beautiful thing. I know we have some callers on hold and trying to get in. We're gonna get you on, but Monifa is actually, she's tight for time, but she's taking the time to bless us this evening. So what we're gonna do.
I can still talk as long as you I would love to take a few calls from my folks. You know, I love my supporters.
So you guys can just stand me
walking on the plane. I'm fine.
Not a problem. You know? We're going to area code 203. You're on the line with Monifa and a teddy bear. Caller, what's your name and what's your question? Go right ahead.
Hello.
Hello. Good evening.
Hi, Monifa.
Hello.
How are you?
It's Coach Queen.
How are you?
Is it Coach Queen?
Hi. Yes, it's me.
Hey, darling. How are you?
I am well, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm blessed. Moving and shaking.
Yes, you are. Listen, this one moment, girl, you know that's my anthem.
I know. I love it.
So in my head, I was like, so low, so into my room, I go, baby, that is me all day. You know, girl, you know.
Yes. I love you, girl. This is like
love you
queen
back.
Is one that Loretta is. I know. You always say that. And Rez too. Like, we know you love us both, Loretta.
You know, I just gotta make sure I equally spread the love.
But thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Loretta.
I know. Thank you so much for.
All right, hugs and kisses, babe.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye. She's one of my faithful. She comes to my shows, and she'll drive. If it's in drive within driving distance, she's there. She's so such a great supporter, support system. Like, she's awesome. She's really, really, really great. Really beautiful spirit.
And to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. Head over to Monifa's, of course, her official Twitter page. That's at twitter.com/TheMonifa. The Monifa. And also the same for Facebook and her official website, TheMonifa.com. We talk about this journey in life and actually sharing your experience. When I seen R&B Demons, it made me feel good to see you back on TV, and I was so proud of your openness and your honesty. Do you think a lot of times being that open and honest, it can rub people the wrong way?
Who cares? Like, I mean, that was it was more about me than it was about other people, but it was about letting people know that they weren't alone. Like, I couldn't be concerned about that. That wasn't what was put in my spirit. To hide, it was put in my spirit to be open, and share, you know, what I've been through, and so my focus wasn't whether I rub people the wrong way. I rub people the wrong way all my life. Like, you know, we do that. Like, who? I didn't really care. I wasn't concerned about that, and you know, surprisingly, it was the amount of support and feedback from people was like, thank you, you know, for being open, for sharing, because I've been through this, or this that helped me do this and not feel so. And that's exactly what it was about, because people, you know, we're as sick as our secrets. And when people feel like, you know, they're the only ones, they're wallowing, they're in pain, they're gonna be stuck. They may harm themselves. If you have somebody that you deem, you got an artist, you know, you've heard her record, seen her videos on TV, you know, there's a different perception, although we are but human, you know, there's a little bit of a different perception when it comes to people that you see on TV or have some form of celebrity. And I felt that was the way that I needed to use mine to share that I go through the same things, you know, like that a lot of people do. I'm no different. I'm a human being with a spirit, you know, with feelings that, you know, has been hurt and felt joy and pain. So I really wasn't worried about the ones that they were rubbed the wrong way, because, you know, quite honestly, those people, they probably needed, you know, to hear it the most.
That's usually how it turns out. But you know what? I'm proud of you doing your thing. Mm-hmm. We're going to area code 862. You're on the line with Monifa, of course, and the teddy bear. Caller, what is your name and what is your question? Go right ahead.
My name is Duke, and I want to know how long Monifa been on the show.
I'm sorry, one more time.
I want to know how long Monifa was on the TV show R&B Divas and everything.
You want to
know how long I've been on the show?
Yes.
Is that what you're asking?
I
was on the show. I'm one of the originals, and I've been on it since 3 seasons.
Well, to tell you the truth, I've been watching your show with me, so I'm a big fan of yours.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
My name is Duke.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling in. Do you have Monifa's new single?
Thank you.
No, I don't.
Well, you need to make that happen, sir. You need
to go to get on. You better go get the stepping.
There you go.
I am.
All right. We have people watching.
Thank you so much.
You need to go purchase that. And again,
thanks a lot, honey.
to all the listeners out there that have not purchased the new single, shame on you. I'm giving you time. I don't care if you have to get an Etch-A-Sketch. Whatever you have to do, go purchase the new hit single, One Moment, available on iTunes, Google Play, and also at Amazon.com. When can we expect, as far as being told, a full tour schedule? Because I know so many listeners and supporters want to see you perform live.
It's so funny. It's, you know, again, this business is, you know, things is, I'm not waiting on anybody. I'm doing my own, I'm finding my own venues and I'm doing my own thing. So soon, I think the next stop will be Atlanta and then L.A. So I'll be, like, while I'm in L.A., I'll be seeking out venues that make sense for me to do a night with Monifa or whatever, you know, so. I'm not waiting for promoters. If people aren't like calling you, you got to make your own way, especially in this day and age. So, and I did a successful show in Harlem, and I did a successful show that way in Harlem on Valentine's Day, and it was awesome. And so I don't see why I can't, you know, do it in other cities on my own terms. And be my own promoter. So I do have shows coming up, of course. Yeah, but, you know, I'm not waiting for anybody to do it. Yeah.
I've always used the analogy, yeah, big man is not coming knocking on your door at any time soon. So you have to make things happen on your own. That's the life of independent artists. But let me ask you this. Being an independent artist, you have complete control over your career. If a major label was to approach you, wanted to sign you, would you be somewhat apprehensive as far as them trying to take control, your creative control of your music?
Absolutely. I would definitely, it would probably be more of a label deal situation that I would love to do so that I can remain creative and in creative control. Because all I would really need, quite honestly, is promotion, distribution, and some marketing dollars. You know, promotion and marketing dollars and distribution are the huge things that the machine can give you. Everything else, they're pretty fearful, and they just make cookie cutter. Like they don't. You have to tell them what they want, what's great, or else they'll just create the same artist over and over. To me, until you know, like until every 5 years, and there's like a new, then you get the new version of something or a new type of artist, and it's okay. But other than that. You got to tell them what they need to do. So it would be a label situation that I would love to do, as opposed to letting them, you know, have too much to do with creating my album and stuff like that. The way I flow musically, you know what I mean? Like they couldn't. It wouldn't be that. It would definitely just be promotional dollars, marketing, and distribution.
Absolutely. That's the difference between A&R today and A&R 15, 20 years ago. You had people that were actually artists that knew the industry, like back of their hand. And they knew what was best for the artists. So that's where we differentiate from. But if you could do me the honor and privilege of introducing your new hit single, I would definitely love it. And I know the listeners would too.
Oh, that's awesome. Yes. Everybody, this is Monifa, and this is my single, One Moment. If you just listen to the words, it's an amazing record. It's true for everybody, and I think everyone can relate, man, woman, child. Get your babies listening to it early. I mean, this is the stuff of good. This is One Moment. It's just a relatable song.
Absolutely. So it is written, so it shall be done. A new hit single from Monifa, One Moment, here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio.
It's my turn.
Sometimes I swear I need a moment just
for me,
all to myself without a cause or reason
for me.
Sometimes a girl can get upset from dealing with all life's pressures. If you
Lord have mercy. One moment. Monifa, available on iTunes, Google Play, and also Amazon.com. My queen, it has been an honor for the teddy bear to have you on the show. Love you so much. Much
thank
continued
you.
Success in
thank
whatever you.
You
need. Oh, my pleasure. Whatever you need, please do not hesitate to let us know, okay?
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure as well being on. Thanks for having me.
Much blessings and safe trip to Los Angeles, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. The very talented and always captivating Monifa here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio. Remember, listeners, for those who have yet to purchase the new single, Hey, Haste Makes Waste, make sure you stop by iTunes, Google Play, and also at Amazon. And for those who need all the latest updates of comings and goings of Monifa, let your fingers do the walking. Head on over to our official website. That's at themonifa.com. The same thing for Facebook and also for Twitter.com. And while I got you here, like Linus's blanket, comfy and cozy on a very smooth Wednesday evening, let's step back in time to Monifa's 1996 album, Moods and Moments, with You Don't Have to Love Me, here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio.
You don't have to love me.
You don't have to need me.
You don't have to need me.
Lana Leah taking back my power here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio. Very special thank you once again to Monifa. Thank you, my queen, for honoring us this evening. And to all the many listeners and supporters out there, be sure to purchase her new hit single, One Moment, available on iTunes, Google Play, and also if you're feeling more adventurous, you can always purchase the single at Amazon.com. And to get all the latest updates, be sure to stop by Monifa's official website. That's at themonifa.com. Also, the same thing for Facebook and also for Twitter.com. Wonderful evening. And last night, we were also honored in having Tank on the show. And Tank has a wonderful new EP. I know everybody's saying, wait a minute, Tank has an album out called Stronger. Absolutely. But he has so much love for so many listeners and supporters out there. For Valentine's Day, he turned right back around and released a very special EP that you can download free of charge. And it's called If You Were Mine. And we're going to get into that with a title cut here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio.
I love you till the time is forced to slow down. I'd make you understand love the right way. I'd give you all of me to make you so proud. I'm begging for a shot, that is all I can say.
If you were mine,
never let you go.
If you were mine,
I'd hold you close to me. Yeah.
If you were mine,
I'd treat you like everything I need.
If you were mine,
say it if you. All the things you should know.
If you were mine,
if you were mine, no,
if you were mine,
Double Dose from Tank from the new EP, If You Were Mine, here in the comfort zone of LOTL Radio. Remember, you can purchase. Oh, no. Let me rewind that just a little bit. Not purchase, but actually get the free download of Tank's new EP, If You Were Mine. It's available at a website called DatPiff, D-A-T-Piff, P-I-F-F, .com/ If You Were Mine, Tank, free download. He did an exceptional job with the new EP. And if that's not enough to tantalize your Tank musical therapy, you can always purchase his latest album, of course, Stronger, available on iTunes, Google Play, and also, if you're feeling even more adventurous, head over to Amazon.com. And for us, and for those who are first time tuning in, well, please allow me to introduce myself. I'm the teddy bear, Mr. Rated Extraordinaire. I've been called so many different names. The Chocolate Neo. You say Chocolate Neo? Why Chocolate Neo? Because I'm here to help everyone escape the matrix of synthetic music with Ready for the World PlayStation, here in the comfort zone of LOTL Radio.
Yeah. gain. All she know, she feel love in the pain.
Hi, I'm Active, the Mary Jane Girls, and I just want to let the chocolate teddy bear know, you can be my teddy bear, at LOTL Radio, the rebirth of the quiet storm.
It's official right now, you. In 4 minutes or less, you. We're going to crown all of them right now. Dedicate my mama, your mama, you. And you. Your baby's mama, my mama. Dedicate you. Wife. If you're near a woman right now, wherever you at, turn to them and say, dedicate, you are appreciated. This is dedicated.
I appreciate your strength, and the number to take to carry and burn a child. Thank you, and the way you play dumb, even when we're living real fast. And even as a single parent, mama, you still hold it down somehow. But your lips, you say what's on your mind. A lady in the street and a freak when it's bedroom time. Thank you. Come ride with me, roll with me, tell me what's yours is mine. Hey, fellas, if you ain't got one, better search the world to find.
go and dancing round and round, so incredible. And everything around her, she don't know it, but she'll be mine. I'm gonna tell her why. She's everything like a magazine. Almost like baby, is a beauty belong on a movie screen. When she passed me by, I'm gonna tell her why. Baby girl, now it's my chance. Fellas, don't be jealous, I'ma take her by the hand and watch her dance. And when she's next to me, this is what I'm gonna say.
Even more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon, Monifa.com. And be sure to get all the latest updates. Stop by Monifa's, of course, official website. That's at the Monifa. Yeah, the Monifa.com. Also on Facebook, the same handle, and it also goes with the same for Twitter. And to get all of our latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. Head over to our official website, of course, LOTL, thecomfortzone.com. And you can also catch up with us on Twitter. Yeah, we're on Twitter, twitter.com/LOTL radio. And if that's not enough pertinent information to tantalize and provide you with musical therapy, hey, head on over to TuneIn. Yeah, you can download us on your phone apps. That's TuneIn.com/LOTL, the comfort zone. Lord have mercy. Grassroots, groundbreaking, bringing music. Yeah, music with substance. I like that. Hey, as I've been told, I'm here to help everyone escape the matrix of synthetic music. Lord have mercy. Well, I'm feeling some K-John. K-John was a really good friend of the show. He released a very special single right around the end of 2014. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to play it for you right now. It's called A Beautiful Thing, to all the luscious and curvaceous ladies out there. Yes, Lord. If it's not thick, the teddy bear definitely does not want it. Lord have mercy here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio.
She don't even know it. She don't. don't even got a clue. And she got me open, I don't even know what to do. She don't even know it, she don't even got a clue. It's a beautiful thing, that's why I'm feeling you.
Very talented Kim Waters from his latest album, Silver Soul Fireflies, featuring, Lord have mercy, Zendaya, here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio on a magnificent Wednesday evening. Man, it's been beautiful. And speaking of beautiful, we already had one extraordinarily beautiful vocalist, of course, Monifa. Thank you again, my queen. Safe journeys from Atlanta to L.A. She's on her way to L.A. as we speak. She's going to be on The Real, you know, the talk show, The Real. She's going to actually be on there, so we're looking forward to see her on there. And also, while you're listening in, be sure to purchase her new hit single, One Moment, available on iTunes, Google Play, and, of course, at Amazon.com. And speaking of lovely vocalists, the Teddy Bear will be back on live. You say, but wait a minute, what about the music, Teddy Bear? No. 24 hours nonstop live streaming music at the official website. But as far as the Teddy Bear, I'll be back on live this coming Friday evening, 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern, and also 4 p.m. Pacific, as we welcome the very talented Melanie Amaro, yes, Lord, X Factor winner, USA. Looking forward to having that very talented young lady on the show. And speaking of talented young lady, roughly about what's been 3 years, about 3 years ago, I had this very talented up and coming artist, and she goes by the name of Miss Tiffany Michelle, and she has a new project out, and it's my pleasure on behalf of LOTL, The Comfort Zone. We're going to debut it right now. You say, wow, well, that's what we do here. We always have to make sure that our wonderful independent artists are being properly respected and get that necessary airplay. That's what we do here. But here's the latest and debut single from Tiffany Michelle, Love Is Who I Am, here in The Comfort Zone of LOTO Radio.
Accepting of the strength. to the point. Am I where you gotta be?
Zone of LOTO Radio, 7:30 Central Standard Time. Still trying to get somewhat acclimated to this recent time change. 1 minute we get an hour back, next thing we get a month, we lose an hour, we gain an hour. no more, in the words of Cameo, back and forth. But that's okay. No need to fear. The teddy bear is here to help you escape the matrix of synthetic music. And speaking of real music and bringing substance, my goodness, we had the pleasure of debuting another good friend of this show, the great, I call him the maestro, Phil Perry, and he has a new album out, fantastic album, a follow-up from the hit album in 2013, Say Yes, with his latest project, A Better Man, of course, Feeling You, Lord have mercy, featuring Rick Braun, here in the comfort zone of LOTL Radio.